Moncrief on News Talk.
Despite the relentless rain, it has been a wee bit warmer lately, and February ends this weekend. So does that mark the beginning of spring? Are we in spring already? Here we go with our annual row on the subject. Peter Thornton is a climate scientist. Afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Could you run us through the various versions of when spring is supposed to start?
So in the Celtic tradition, spring would start either at the beginning of February or the middle of February, but the World Meteorological Organization, the UN body for meteorology and for the weather, says it's March the 1st. And then there are others in America and elsewhere who would say it's the spring equinox on March the 21st.
And so why are there different versions of it?
That's traditions, and it depends upon what people see as the important marker of the seasons. Is it the days getting lighter? Is it the days getting warmer? That's fundamentally the distinction between Celtic spring and World Meteorological Organization spring.
Yeah. Now, obviously, St. Bridget's Day being the start of spring is, you know, based on probably not entirely science, I would imagine, but the World Meteorological Organization, what do they base that on?
It's basically based upon the fact that in outside the tropics, the coldest months in the Northern Hemisphere, almost everywhere, are December, January and February, and the warmest months nearly everywhere are June, July, August. So they define those as winter and summer, and then spring and autumn between those. So it's fundamentally based upon how the meteorology, in this case, temperature changes through the year, and that defines the seasons.
Right. Okay. So, and presumably there's lots of data to kind of correspond to those divisions.
Yes. So it's based upon collection from thousands of weather stations around the world over a very long time, nearly everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, December, January, and February, by some distance, are the three coldest months in the year.
And in the US, as you said, they use they go by the equinox. Now, why is there a difference there? Or is that, again, just kind of a tradition?
It's, again, tradition. In also, in much of the UK, traditionally, it was based upon the equinoxes and the solstices. So in America, it's 21st of March to 21st of June, and then summer is 21st of June to 21st of September, et cetera, et cetera. These are all just different ways of doing it. This is just the humans trying to split the cycles up, you know, and plants don't care about what we define. They care actually about temperature and the rainfall, and that's what triggers plants' life cycles through the season.
Yeah, but at a World Meteorology Conference, if someone is presenting a paper and refers to spring, can that lead to confusion as to what they mean by spring?
Well, not really, because in the scientific sphere, everyone uses December, January, February to mean winter, March, April, May to mean spring, although it depends upon the hemisphere, because if you're talking about austral winter is June, July and August, and austral summer is December, January, February, because that's the southern hemisphere where the seasons are completely flipped on their head relative to the northern hemisphere.
Yeah, and given you're a climate scientist, given the fact that our climate is changing, are those definitions of what make what constitutes summer, what constitutes winter, are they changing slightly?
They're not changing per se. The coldest months are still the same 3 months, but what's happening is that those months are warming, as is the whole year, but actually some of the greatest warming we're seeing in many parts of the world is in winter. So winters are warming faster than summers across very, very many parts of the world. There are exceptions, but the general rule is that winters are warming faster than summers. So we're seeing a smaller annual cycle in temperatures, and that is confusing plants and animals in ways that might have massive impacts down the line, because if you mismatch when something appears to when something else that feeds on it expects it to be there, you can have large-scale failure in ecological systems, potentially.
Yeah. Peter, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Peter Thorne. Peter's a climate scientist at Maynooth University. One Texas says, come on now, There's no spring or autumn anymore. Winter now continues up until April. Then summer kicks in, 20 degrees. Come September, winter hits, says Dan. Or, yeah, well, up to April, then it gets suddenly sunny. Everybody thinks, oh, my God, it's going to be a great summer. And then it's sunny for about 2 weeks and then it starts lashing rain again.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.